First assurance came from Mayor Sly James, who appointed the 13-member commission. He would not be looking over their shoulders. If operating charter needs change, he'll ask for proof when recommendations are written. First caution came from City Attorney Bill Gary. He told the panel, if changes need to go on the November ballot, the city council will need to know the issues by late August. Not much time. City Manager Troy Schulte thinks city councils of the future should be able to change, even eliminate, city departments, many of them now mandated by charter. Schulte cites a need for fast flexibility.
And that's one of the structural issues that we've had to work around in order to allow key division managers in this organization to have the ability to say, it ain't working, we're going to go a different direction to make those changes.
Charter reviewers were told the city could use more flexibility handling reserve funds, and one of the toughest issues facing the panel was laid out by City Attorney Gary, who showed an array of possible basic structures, strong versus weak mayor forms of government, arrangement of council districts, and how council members would be elected. Last major charter change was in 2006. I'm Dan Verbeck, KCUR News.